I am not going to expound fully on these words and from 2 Corinthians, but I'd like to share them. And as you have time, I would like if this could be also a part of your devotion and study in this time of stewardship. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 through 15. The point is this: the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which you will produce thanksgiving to God through us. For the rending of this ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgivings to God. Through the testing of your ministry, you glorify God by your obedience to the confession of the gospel of Christ and by your generosity of your sharing with them and with all others. While they long for you and pray for you, because of the surpassing grace of God that has given you, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. I've always admired those coaches who had that ability, especially when their team was the underdog, but they had that ability to give that fiery speech and send their team out to play. In many ways, I'm hoping that we are ready to play. We've been through a lot together, and there is more to come. But our focus can be different if we dare to believe that we all share in this ministry together. And it all means so much as we think of ourselves in covenant relationship with God. Our mantra can be that of righteousness and justice. It can be that of shalom, and that the peace of God is extended to all. In a world where people are left behind because and for all kinds of reasons, we declare that no one will be left behind. When we move to this point and this place, we are more than Burns Church. We stand for hope. A little boy was asked, "What is hope?" And he responded, "Hope is wishing for something that you know ain't going to happen." Someone was asked to describe false hope, and they responded, "It is the first 4 hours of a diet." Today, we're talking about hope. And one way of describing it for us here in the church is that hope is that what we see is not all there is. Hope is that even in the dark of night, morning will come. Hope. Paul is speaking to the Corinthian church here in these words. And he's talking about how blessed the farmer is who would plant a great harvest and then wait to see the harvest as it would come. Talking about giving, God loves a cheerful giver. And so we are able to give. We are able to give what little it may seem we have, knowing that God can take it and make a great deal out of it. For what God has given to us is God's grace. And this grace is a gift. It is a gift that we cannot keep to ourselves. As we have received this grace, it overflows through us to others. I wanted to say that again, that it overflows through us and it reaches out to others. Right now, each one of us can make a difference. Right now, what people see in us, they can begin to search and to wonder, what is it that has made the difference in this person's life? As we express the grace of God, they are able to give credit not to us, but to God. And as they give credit to God, they come to have their own relationship with God. Out of that relationship, they come to know of salvation. The salvation that is made possible through Jesus Christ. Out of that salvation with Jesus Christ, then they are able to sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. When we are at this place in our life, what we have received, we freely then share it with others. Here in the life of the church, it is mission that must always be our focus. As pastor, there are some things that you have and you want to keep learning. You keep learning through reading, through prayer. You keep learning through each other. You have to keep learning. But also as pastor, I believe there are some things that you have to hold on to. I believe that there are some things that will ever, ever define you, and you want them too. Remember the scripture talked about in Revelation? You're neither hot nor cold, so I spew you out of my mouth. The real challenge, especially today, where there is so much mixing back and forth and so much wavering, a person doesn't have to come to church to find that. But persons looking to come where there is a place that is like a rock, persons looking for something that they can find, that they can depend and rest upon, persons looking for something that they have confidence and can build their very life upon. For me then, the church will always be about mission. It will always be the concern for the lives of others. It will always be the concern to be able to offer hope for so many who have no hope. Hope of the world? Yes. Hope of the world? Yes. And I say with confidence this morning that this is the gift that God has given to us. Not talking about Burns Church, but talking about this body of Christ gathered in the spirit of the one who died that we might live. This is our hope. And so we can be forth sharing these wonderful words. Now, I thought about closing the service, about all of us gathering in a circle and saying Burns on three. But I thought that might get me in deeper trouble. But I would, for just a moment, invite you to look around. To look around. To look around. I would also invite you to know that pastors come and go. But you, as the church, look around. Look around. And see if there's not a gift in each one of you. Look around also at the seats that might be empty. And does it not rest upon all of us to fill them? Not for the sake of numbers, for the reality that so many are living without hope. Look around. Give thanks to God. And are we not a people of hope? Amen.